Hi, my name is Lauren, and I'll be talking about a very traditional Norwegian dish called fiestekake. My grandma, Solveig, is a full-blooded Norwegian. She and her family moved to America about 60 years ago when she was still a little girl. My grandma always tells us about how difficult that move was, but also about how rewarding it's been. Her family had to sacrifice a lot, including everything they knew to be home. Solveig didn't spend most of her life living in Norway, but she remembers that culture just fine. Solveig's family took a ship across the Atlantic and made their way to the state of Utah by train. The entire trip was a lengthy 4,000 miles and took several months. They quickly adjusted to the new lifestyle, but Grandma Solveig's family never lost touch with their Norwegian side. They kept several valuable photographs, articles of clothing, and most importantly, recipes. Most of the recipes they kept are unfamiliar to Americans, things like creamed cabbage, rhubarb pie, and a gurk salat, or cucumber salad. Sometimes my grandma tells me about the meals of sardines and raw potatoes she ate as a girl. The best of the cherished recipes, however, is one called fiestekake. In Norwegian, kaka means cake, of course, and fiesta means prince or head of principality, which suits the regal nature of the dish. Fiestekake is an almond, cinnamon, and cardamom cake. Different from the cake we know, fiestekake has a bready texture. It almost has the density of a sugar cookie. The entire cake is made up of three layers. The top and bottom are the relatively plain crust. These crust layers are made of flour, butter, eggs, salt, sugar, cardamom, and cream. The middle filling is a mixture of butter, sugar, cinnamon, nutmeg, egg whites, and a whole lot of almond paste. If you've never tasted almond paste before, let me tell you it's not too much like almonds, like how peanut butter is so different from actual peanuts. It's sweet and it creates the pasty, dense fill in the cake. The cake is made in a circular pan and cut into slices just like normal cake. You can pick it up like a piece of bread. My grandma whips up a fiestekake pretty often. At family gatherings like Sunday dinner and Thanksgiving and Christmas, there is always a dish of it displayed on the dinner counter with the other buffet arrangements. It is the crowning jewel of any evening in our family. We always play card games or tell jokes while passing the pan of fiestekake along. It's fun to see my family members clutching a piece of cake in their hands and laughing at stupid jokes. Fiestekake brings back a lot of memories for me. I think of my late grandpa, JR. I remember him carrying me on his shoulders when I was 4 years old. He used to take me on walks to parks or to see water fountains, and then we would go out for ice cream or hot chocolate after. When it was time to go home, my grandma Solveig would have a plate of prince cake waiting for us to take back to my mom. It also brings back memories of my cousins and I dressing up. We'd put on plays for my parents and ask for money afterwards. Even though we never made more than a few cents, we sure earned plenty of dessert. Fiestekake is more than a traditional dish in my family. It's a symbol of my grandma's parents, her childhood, and how our family came over the sea and land to this country. I think about my Norwegian ancestors and their culture. Hopefully I can travel to Norway and spend a few days exploring there. I want to learn more about my heritage and the Norwegian cooking styles. Epicurious Online has a pretty good fiestekake recipe. Just search Yarnall Family's fiestekake recipe and you should find it. The ingredients for the crust are as follows. 1 1/4 cup all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon ground cardamom, 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt, 1/2 stick butter, 1/2 cup sugar, 1 large egg yolk, 2 teaspoons whole milk or heavy cream. For the filling and assembly, unsalted butter for the pan, 2 cups slivered almonds, 1 cup powdered sugar, 3/4 teaspoon ground cardamom, 1/4 teaspoon freshly grated nutmeg, 3 large egg whites, 1/2 teaspoon vanilla extract, and 1 large egg yolk. You'll need a 9-inch diameter fluted tart pan with a removable bottom to make it the same way we do. Hopefully my Fiesta Caca story has inspired you to want to learn more about your heritage too.